So last time we do talk about of the rest of the Ten Commandments. Remember, we talk about the Sixth Commandment, the Ninth Commandment, the Seventh Commandment, the Ten Commandment, the Eighth Commandment. So hopefully you all have that eagerness to keep the commandments, to really put the faith into practice. Not only that we believe, but we really put the faith into practice. One topic, you know, regarding the commandments, which is I think it's also can be quite relevant to married couple, is the issue of contraception, which is the issue that we also should address. You know, it's more detailed in this book here, you know, in the Q&A catechism by Father John Harden. In the page, especially on page 153, page 153 up to page 156. So those are the few pages that will be especially deal with that particular issue. Now, of course, we know there can be, you know, when couple get married, they receive from God the right and also the responsibility to have and raise up children. And so it's, the couple should be generous before God regarding the number of children. You know, sometimes we may have a number in the mind, you know, want to have two children, or one is enough, or three or four, you know. But of course, the best number is the number that God wants you to have. That's the best number. So it's something that a couple, you know, discern before God. And but also, of course, we also know a couple need to be prudent. And so sometimes you also have to see the need of the family and then your capacity. And so there can be situation when the couple really is prudent not to have children for the time being. And so if that's the situation, then the church, of course, do allow and do encourage the couple to use the NFP, the natural family planning. Now, NFP in the old days wasn't as accurate because it was, as you know, women in the cycle, some part more easy to have children, another part, you know, really unlikely. And so there can be the change of temperature in the woman's body. So in the old days, the method is basically women will use their thermometer to check their temperature and then put down the temperature, and then they know where they are in the cycle. But nowadays we know that method is not that reliable, because sometimes if you party too much, you know, or if you are on the plane, you know, then the temperature actually got changed in the body. And so it can be misleading. And then there can be inaccuracy. So nowadays, you know, when thinking about the natural family planning, it's a method that usually couple teaching couple, or woman teaching woman, is to help the woman to detect, you know, the mucus of her body, and then by the quality of the mucus, she know where she is in the cycle. So that's the main method. So there are a few methods that is available. The building method, which is one of the parishioner here, Kili Wei, she sometimes play the keyboard at 9 o'clock mass. She actually can teach the method. And then we have the really comprehensive Creighton method, which is a bit expensive to learn that method. It's really comprehensive. It's almost like the woman is also acting a bit like a doctor that can also help to prevent miscarriage. And also, it's also a method of a couple that have been trying to have children but not able to, and that method also proved to be effective to help couple to achieve pregnancy. So you know, NFP can be both ways, right? Because you know the cycle, so you know when there can be more likely to have pregnancy, and also the time that really unlikely, you know. So it can be both ways. So Creighton method is the other one, and then there is the method. There is the I think of the Serena is the organization who teach the method, which is on top of, you know, the mucus. They also use the digital thermometer that help to have a double check, you know, to know when to abstain and when there can be sexual intimacy. So it's objectively speaking, contraception itself is a serious sin. Is a serious sin. The reason is that because life is really holy, and so sex is also something holy that should be only within marriage. Should be only within marriage. And so when the couple are having sexual intimacy, it's a holy act, because God can intervene any time and create a new life out of nothing, the human soul out of nothing. So if you think about that, somebody comment that when God make the creation, the 6-day creation, the last creature that God create is actually the woman, Eve. And so some people comment that the woman become the crown of creation. The crown of creation. Because what happened is in the woman's womb, something holy can happen there. Because God can directly intervene in the woman's womb and create a new life. The body comes from the parents, but the soul, the spiritual soul, created by God out of nothing. So the womb of the woman is really holy. And so when people using contraceptive, you know, different method, you know, that against human life, it can be it's an act itself, either chemically or mechanically doing something to attack human life. But NFP, the act itself is nothing like that. You know, there's no chemical or mechanical way to attack human life in the NFP. And also the mentality is that people use contraception, people actually in the action itself, and also the mentality is to reject life absolutely. No life absolutely. But when people use NFP, there is still the mentality, yes, you exercise prudence, you have to plan your family, but you still open to the possibility of life. You don't reject that absolutely. You let God be the one ultimately in charge. Because, you know, when a couple get married, let's say it's a sacramental marriage, is two are baptized, you know, it's a sacrament. The couple are the minister of the sacrament. They minister the sacraments of holy matrimony to each other. Not the master, but the minister. You think about in the sacrament, the priest is the minister, but not the master. So I receive the sacrament. I'm the minister. I have to use certain word and certain matter to do the sacrament correctly. To use water to baptize, to say the proper word. I cannot make up my own formula. I cannot use other thing. And also when we exercise the sacrament, you know, we have to follow the laws of the church as well. And also divine law. And sometimes if we don't follow, it might become a serious sin on my part. It can also become make the sacrament invalid. You know, if I really want to confirm her, you know, and then when I say I just confirm without going ahead, it will be invalid confirmation, because a priest cannot just confirm anybody. Only the bishop can do that. So he should need to be confirmed by the bishop, not me. You know, so it's I'm the minister, but not the master. But even when the bishop come to give confirmation, he cannot use water or coffee or tea. He needs to use the oil to anoint people for head using the proper word. Otherwise, it's no confirmation, because he is not the master. He is the minister of the sacrament. And so for holy matrimony also, the mentality we should have is that the couple, not the master of the sacrament, not the master of the marriage contract, but the minister. God is the master. And so when in something so important, human life, God is the master in that area. So the couple exercise prudence, but ultimately who is the one in charge is God himself in something so important. So it's, and then also, of course, when the couple use contraception, it's also become a lie. Because what the sexual act about is that is to what you verbalize in church when you get married. You give yourself to each other, completely to each other. You accept the other person completely. That commitment, is expressed in physical language when there's sexual intimacy. So when using contraception, the physical language become a lie because it's no longer total self-giving. It's no longer total accepting the other person. You accept the other person, the fact that can give you and joy, but you know, but the fact that the person can have children, that reality you reject when we're using contraception. So it's no longer a total act of self-giving. It's no longer an act of accepting and receiving the other person. So that become a lie. So because marriage is for procreation, education of children for life, but also for the mutual assistance of husband and wife for love. And so contraception is against life, you know, doesn't let God be the one in charge. It's also against love because it becomes, you know, it's not no longer a total self, act of self-giving. And we know contraception become popular in the 1930s, 1930-ish, and then also later on in the 1960s. During the war, there have been, you know, the young women, in the Western culture in the old days, young women always accompanied by an older female relative when they go out. They never go by themselves. During the war, because the men were fighting, they need women to work in the city. So a lot of young women work in the city and have their freedom. It also the time that, you know, when they have nobody looking at them, then they sexually active with other men. And so a lot of them got pregnant at that time. And so it's also at the time, you know, when people think about contraception, because they want to have the pleasure, but they don't want to have the life. You know, but we know that when God instituted marriage, you know, and also the human sex is for love and life. It's not mainly for pleasure. But when you make pleasure the ultimate goal for sex, then the logical consequence is contraception. Because you no longer make life and love the ultimate goal, but pleasure. And so, and then in the 60s, you know, because of the so-called sexual revolution, then people also will see pleasure as the ultimate goal. And so that's also made contraception become really widespread at that time. And so at that time, a lot of people will be thinking, you know, the church will change the teaching, you know, because the church have been really steadfast in confirming the teaching of Christ and also mainly also the natural law. That contraception is against the natural law. So at that time, you know, the Pope at that time, Pope Blessed Paul VI, knew that he as the Pope had the competency but also the responsibility to give a final answer to the world. And so in the year 1968, he issued the encyclical Humanae Vitae on human life, and then he basically gave the final answer that the church is beyond the church capacity actually to allow something like that, because it's totally against natural law. So the church, you know, have to be faithful to the natural law, you know, because the law of God, the church can only defend and preserve, but cannot change. And so so the final answer given. And also, you know, at that time there is, I think there were Paul VI, who actually predict a few things. He knew that if contraception become widespread, a few things bound to happen because it's against natural law. And we heard about God always forgive, men sometimes forgive, nature never forgive. And so at that time there have been some prediction, you know, saying if contraception become widespread, there will be lots of abortions, there will be a lot of broken families, lots of divorce, and also in a lot of places women being used as sexual slaves. So in those that people didn't want to hear at all, you know, but now after almost 50 years, we know that it was so prophetic. Whatever it was predicted at that time by Pope Paul VI, they all came true. Because he could see, you know, when society going to that direction, you know, putting pleasure as the ultimate goal for sex, all those disorders, they are bound to come to society. It's not only bad for society, it's also bad for family. Because there is also, you know, when the couple use NFP, of course they need to communicate. The men need to respect the cycle of the woman, and that foster really communication and respect. But when there is that lack of communication, you know, that just to fulfill the sexual desire without communicating is also not good for the communication between husband and wife. But also in itself, it's not good for the woman's body. You know, if you go to the website called thepillkills.com or you go to the same website, thepillkills.com, that website, you know, give you a lot of information that actually contraceptive is something extremely unhealthy. It's also the cause, you know, nowadays of so much cancer. You know, a lot of things, you know, they give you a lot of information on that website. You know, it's something extremely unhealthy. The capacity to have children is something healthy. And we treat something healthy in the body as a disease and taking pills and drugs, it actually makes you sick. Extremely unhealthy. And so if you go to that website, you know, the pill kills, you can have a good look and you will see that contraception is not only bad for society, for the family, but also it's also really bad for the woman's body. So all those levels, you know, if you think, you know, I give you at first a beginning, I know, of a higher level, you know, a more like theological level, faith level, you know, think about love and life, that God, which you cannot just, you know, absolutely reject life and turn God away. That's a level of faith to see why it's a big sin. But also from the human level, you see it's something really bad for society, for the family, and also for the individuals. So it's something that is people use that to make money, but actually NFP is much more effective and more effective than actually contraception, and also it's morally acceptable method, and it's something that I think that we should explore. Now one thing
ask a question.
Yeah.
What about in a situation